Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk says he's been talking to a Saudi investment fund about taking the company private.
Bloomberg Autos reporter Gabrielle Coppola is joining us. Gabrielle, what's the latest from Elon Musk?
Well, he came out this morning with a blog post, which I think was in response to all the sort of scrutiny and criticism he got over the weekend, where he said that, hey, let me clarify, you know, last week he went on Twitter and said, you know, I want to take my company private and I've got the funding locked up. People questioned that statement. Now he came out today and he explained that he had a meeting with the Saudi sovereign fund and that he took it. Their agreement, their interest, to him, that's secured funding. I think what the issue is between Musk and maybe some of his people who are more skeptical towards him is whether or not that counts as secured funding, because they didn't lock up the deal. It's not done and dusted. He said they expressed their interest, and he took that to mean, hey, I got the funding to do this.
Why would the Saudis be interested in this?
I think they're looking for a hedge on oil, you know, and they see Tesla as, you know, electric car makers. They need to, you know, think about if we're thinking about the end of oil, then you want to start diversifying. I think it's also part of a broader kind of push in their economy to diversify. And so, if you want to diversify away from oil, Tesla is a great place to go.
Do we have any better idea of what the options would be for Tesla shareholders?
Well, Musk has said that he'd like to try to keep as many shareholders as he can, but he's going to want to buy them out at this $120 a share, which I think was a 20% premium from what it was trading at before, you know, right before he made the offer, so, or the announcement. But it's kind of complicated. We don't really know. I think it's still being worked out what kind of investment vehicle they would want to use, how this could all work. And it may end up not every shareholder may be able to do that, because some shareholders, they need to have that kind of liquidity where you can sell and, you know, buy and sell every day in a month's notice. And I'm not sure if these other structures would allow you to do that. So it might not be, you know, it might not be kosher for everybody. Not everybody could do it. So it's still kind of up in the air.
All right. Thank you, Gabrielle. That's Gabrielle Coppola at Bloomberg.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.